Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 31st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Leviticus chapters 1 to 3, the importance of salt in our offerings to God. We read in Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13 like this, "And every offering of your grain offering you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt." When God made the stipulations regarding the grain offering, He made it clear that every grain offering had to be seasoned with salt, which was a sign of the covenant between God and Israel. This became known later as the salt of the covenant. Since salt is associated with permanence, it signified that God's covenant with Israel was unbreakable and binding upon both parties to fulfill it. Just like salt preserved perishable goods, the covenant that God had established with Israel would be preserved forever. Also, just like salt is indestructible by fire, it symbolizes the enduring covenant between God and Israel. The altar was the table of God. So, just like salt was always set on our tables to add flavor to food, God would accept the offering as a sweet aroma from His children. In ancient times, salt was a symbol of friendship between two people and may have been a factor for why God insisted that salt should be a part of every grain offering. Let us understand that God wants salt through our words, as it speaks of purity, as our speech must be always with grace. So must all our religious performances be seasoned with that salt. Our Lord Jesus Christ may have had covenant faithfulness in mind when He told His followers, "You are the salt of the earth." We are the key ingredient in this world, just like salt is in everyday life, as it seasons and brings out the flavor of food, hinders the spread of corruption, and creates thirst. Let us exhibit the spiritual reality and our usefulness in this world every day of our lives. As we read in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, the words of Jesus, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men."